Sunday morning, Father's calling. Do 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 do. Every Sunday's Father's Day.
What the fuck? That was pretty good, right?
Daddy gang, welcome back to another episode of Call Her Daddy. It is your founding father back at it again. For another episode, we're back. It's a Sunday session. If you are new here, a Sunday session means it's just you and me. Okay? No fatherless behavior here, because Papa's home. Okay? I'm so happy to be doing this episode today because I've been talking to myself for what feels like a whole fucking month. Matt is out of town. Okay? And Matt has been traveling because he's in the middle of making 3 movies at the same time, like a psychopath. Every time he calls me, I'm like, where are you again? He's like, Serbia. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm not even really sure where that is on a map. God bless. And he's also been in London and he's making another movie in South Africa. So it's like, he's been an absent fiance. And so I've been home by myself. And I do want to say this and just get this off my chest. I do miss Matt. Pause. Okay. And just save that for another minute. I don't miss Matt in a couple areas, specifically in the bedroom, but not in the way that you think. Of course, I miss having great sex and, you know, him going down on me and just, you know, all the good things. You know, someone to insert inside of me and give me an orgasm. I'm always going to miss your presence, okay? I'm marrying the man. Of course, he's got a good dick. But this is what I don't miss. And something I was thinking about earlier today, I was sipping my coffee. Why does the person that snores also fall asleep the fastest? Riddle me that. Why does a man specific, I don't know, maybe I have homegirl, if you snore, love you, but this is gonna be gendered, okay? I do feel like men snore more than women, but I don't know. And I'm just going based off of that, just based off of, I feel like, the 2 men that I know in my life, my dad and Matt, okay? And so Matt, I'm like, why do the people that snore also fall asleep faster? It is infuriating. It is rude. And it's just not the vibe. Okay, I will say Matt doesn't actually really snore every single night, but he does snore if, number one, he is so exhausted to the point where he hasn't slept in days because there's been so much work going on, which is a lot. And number two, it's if he's had a couple drinks. And you know what? Life's been tough lately, okay? So we're hitting the bottle as a couple together quite frequently. But I don't snore when I get fucked up, okay? I sleep there like a little baby fucking angel, and Maddie over in the corner is just fucking snarling it up. It's truly insanity. And so why I don't miss Matt is because I don't have to suffocate him by pillow every we have this understanding. I was talking to my friend about this earlier because she was like, oh my God, my boyfriend snores too. And I'm like, what do you do? And she's like, I tap him and be like, can you please stop? I'm like, oh my God. I'm like I'm literally like, oh Matt, you want to snore? Welcome to fucking war, motherfucker. I take the pillow and I smash him in the fucking head and he wakes up. He's like, oh, and I'm like, you're snoring. It's 3 a.m. and I can't sleep because you're snoring. And he's like, oh, sorry. And the worst is they just roll back over and they go right back to bed. It's like they're not even awake. I can fucking crush this man's head. I can make him stop breathing with a pillow. I can literally suffocate Matt. I have put my hands on this man's nostrils and clamped them and held them. And he just keeps mouth breathing. I'm like, you got to end it. You got to end it and you got to stop. I guess that's my ick. When Matt wears these specific pants when he's golfing, and then also when Matt snores, and thank God he doesn't snore every night. Like, I do want to clear his name a little bit. It's literally just like a couple whiskeys in, boom. So it's like, okay, great. You maybe stop after one. I'm going to have 12. I'll drink for the both of us so that I can also get a sound fucking sleep at night. So anyways, I'm very, very, very happy. That's the only thing that I guess, yeah, that is kind of the only thing that I enjoy when Matt is gone would be that he is not snoring in my ear every night. But I kind of would take, I don't know. I do love him. So I'm like, ugh. And I will also say, I'm not a lover. You know, I'm a fighter in the bedroom. And again, not sexually. I can cuddle. I can cuddle right up until the brink of me being like, no, now I'm actually going to try to fall asleep. So get the fuck off me. Like, I understand more when people have different fucking bedrooms as couples than when people fucking cuddle to go to bed. I am such a specific sleeper, daddy gang. Like, the concept to me of a man having his arm around me and me trying to fall asleep, I would easier fall asleep on a New York fucking subway than lay my body down and have Matt's limb touching me. I guess I can have feet action, but even still then, too hot, too hot. Like, I am a warrior in the sheets. I'm a freak in the sheets, and then I'm a warrior in the fucking sheets. I cannot be touched. When I'm trying to sleep, there's a clear defined line that I cannot have his body on me because I get too hot. I also cramp. Like, for some reason, the minute it's time to go to bed, like, I can't get comfortable because Matt's so affectionate. He's so, what's the fucking love language? Oh, physical touch. He's so physical touch. He's like, oh my God, he always wants to touch. Oh my God. Love it. Love it. So endearing. During the hours between noon to 8, okay, and then in the morning and at night, I really need that personal space unless we're actually having sex. Or again, like, yeah, while we're watching a movie. No, actually no, because then my neck will cramp. He's always like, come put your head on my chest. I want to be like, you put your head on my chest, motherfucker. What woman has ever actually, I'm like, I have to get neck surgery. I have a full fucking herniated disc, motherfucker. When I used to suffer with boys that I didn't like, that I was trying to impress, and putting my head on their chest at night, and it was like, oh, come here, let's watch the movie like this. I really want to turn to any man moving forward and be like, do you actually think for a second that she is actually enjoying watching that movie with her neck craned to a 90 degree angle and her body the opposite direction and the fucking television in the wrong direction? Like, it doesn't make sense. Why would I want to be comfortable while I'm watching a movie? I want to be laid up. I'll hold hands. I'll cross legs. You know what I mean? But it's like, I tempt a man, put your fucking head on my chest, motherfucker, and tell me if you can watch the movie. No, but then they'll just get horny because their head's on your fucking tit. Like, it's not the same, okay? So I have been spread eagle. I have been starfishing it every fucking night. I am just laid up in the dead center of the bed. And I am fucking, I'm thriving. Although I do miss, I do miss him because there is something like really nice, but I'm just trying to find the fucking silver lining. He's been gone for so fucking long. I'm like, oh, I'm single and I live in this house and I have two dogs. I'm a dog woman and I'm by myself and whatever. So Matt and I have been apart for a lot of weeks, it feels like, and I do miss him. And I am, you know, I was having that thing the other day where I'm like, oh my God, like, you know how some periods are so fucking God awful that you're like, the thought of having sex right now, like, I couldn't, like, it's hard for me to even put a tampon in. I'm just like, there's just so much going on and I'm hormonal and I'm bleeding and it's like a fucking, it is just the trenches down there. So like, I don't want to have sex. But then, ladies, don't you agree? Like, then there are some periods where you're, those hormones are like, babe, we gotta get fucked. Like, I do have those periods where I'm like hornier than others. And I had one of those recently and I just had my wand little friend and not Matt's dick. So that, I was missing him then. But I will say I've been binging so much television. And I promise I will not talk about this for long. I only have really one sentence. Every single fucking person and their mother has been talking about the Real Housewives of Utah, okay? And I have a very controversial take that I don't know if people are going to really not like this take, but I just have to be honest. So I recently went on a company retreat. How exciting, you guys. Ever since Matt and I launched our company, it's just been so fun to see it grow this quickly. And I love everyone that works at the company. And so when we got back from New Year's, we took our company on a two-day retreat. I was about to say to upstate California. There is no upstate California. Am I from the East Coast in New York or what? I'm like, upstate California. They're like, San Francisco, babe. So we took them upstate and we had this amazing retreat and everyone was bonding and we were drinking and we were working and we were doing workshops and everyone was, it's just great. But so many of our employees were talking about the Real Housewives of Utah and how they were like, I want to drink, but I also want to get in bed so I can go watch the new finale. And I'm like, oh, I like reality TV. And like, I wouldn't say I'm the most avid Real Housewives lady, you know, I'm more of like a Love Island, Love is Blind kind of gal. But I'll take it, you know, if it's good. Like, I used to watch OG days of New York, you know, Bethany, Luann, Dorinda. Like, I loved those women, but I haven't watched in a while. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch it. And this other woman that works for me was telling me is amazing. So I sit down the other night, and this is why, again, I am happy. I'm trying to find the positives of why Matt's gone, because I'm actually really fucking depressed. Okay, if you can't tell, like, people are like literally commenting me like, oh my god, like they're not even married and she wants to get a divorce. She's happier than ever being single. No, I'm trying to find the fucking silver lining. So don't even start with the bullshit. Okay, I love my husband. Oh my god, I said that. You guys, I called Matt my husband in another episode, and everyone is convinced online that we're married. I am not married. I just keep accidentally calling him my husband because I'm flirting with the name. Okay, it's gonna be crazy when I'm like, oh, that's my husband. I love it more than fiance. Fiance honestly makes me cringe. It feels like a try hard somehow, like, this is my fiance. Like, I sometimes get so embarrassed to say the word fiance that sometimes I call Matt my boyfriend still. But now, because we're getting closer to the date of me getting married, I'm like, that's my husband. And everyone's like, oh, Alex, you fucking liar, you're married. No, I'm not. I'm just a fucking cunt that can't remember. Like, okay, he is my fiance, but the word fiance makes me cringe. I want to vomit. I don't know why is that. Okay, moving on. So I'm happy because I can watch reality television and Matt is not going to be like, turn it the fuck off, it's 3 a.m. I get to binge till my eyeballs burn and until I'm ready to go to bed. Okay, so I turn on Real Housewives and I don't even watch the season because everyone tells me you can just watch even the finale and it's that fucking crazy. Like, the finale, you don't even need that much context, it's just that crazy. This episode is bonkers. And I say, okay, I'm going to take a little edible and I'm going to watch this episode. When I tell you, I have never enjoyed something less in the reality television scope. That's actually not true. That's being so fucking dramatic, but let me be dramatic. Okay. I didn't enjoy it. I don't know if it was because I was high, but I really don't think. If anything, it should have helped that I was high because it was calming it down. All these people were doing was screaming. I could not finish the episode. They're screaming the entire episode. These people are screaming to the point where I was like, this isn't enjoyable. I'm getting annoyed. This is obnoxious. Like, I can't even focus on what they're saying because they're yapping and just screaming. It was just screaming for like 15 fucking minutes in a scene that I'm like, oh my God. I'm turning it down to volume like 15, then I'm turning it back up because then I can't hear when one person slightly isn't screaming. Like, it was obnoxious. And so I know the content was there, but like, I don't know. I didn't really enjoy it. I'm really sorry if there's any Housewives fans watching this. Like, I am an ally of reality television binging. Like, I really am obsessed. I watch everything, I feel like, but I couldn't do it. I don't know.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself. And it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy.
2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. during a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and never survive. I had to flee my own state to receive treatment. I think Donald Trump bears an incredible amount of responsibility for these restrictive laws. We need leaders that will protect our rights, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
So something I was thinking about the other day that I really just want to put a little squash on and really talk about this for a minute, because last night I'm sitting in my kitchen and I'm watching a pot of pasta boil. I'm about to make myself ramen noodles, okay? And my house is dead silent and I'm with my dogs, but I didn't have the TV on and it's just silent. And I had a moment where I was like, whoa, I feel a little lonely. Like I'm feeling like I really miss Matt. I love how I just started this whole episode being like, woo, Maddie's gone. Now I'm like, I really miss Matt. I do. I'm just trying to find the highlights of why when he's gone. But I was sitting there and I'm like, damn, like I'm pretty fucking lonely right now. But in the way that it was not like all encompassing to my soul. It was more just like a temporary, like, oh damn, like I really miss my person. And it got me thinking about how many fucking nights, you guys, and I'm sure I did podcast during this time, but I didn't like openly talk about it because that just like wasn't on brand at the time. Hi, Henry. Hi, Brucey. My dogs just came in. Sorry, guys. I was thinking about how, like, back when I lived in New York alone, and also when I was living with roommates, like, I had so many nights of, like, genuine, overwhelming loneliness that would come over me, and I would never again podcast about it because, like, I was the girl in New York having sex and being crazy and, like, the party girl and, like, just the girl that, like, had the lifestyle that you wanted. And, like, I was fucking miserable half the time, and I was, like, really struggling for so many different reasons. But I think back to those nights and I think about how that type of loneliness that I had was so different than what I just experienced last night. But I wanted to talk about it because I bet there's so many people listening that are experiencing the one that I was feeling in New York. Like, I feel so truly, truly happy in my relationship right now. And I'm so happy that I've gotten to a place where my loneliness is like a quick ping of like, oh, I miss my person. Like, I'm missing Matt. And like, he's in fucking Serbia. And so like the time difference is so fucking off. And like when he wakes up, I go to bed. And when I go to bed, he's waking up. Like, we have not really been able to talk much. So I'm like, I miss him. And we're used to hanging out a lot. But the feeling that I used to have in New York, and I kind of want to talk about this whole concept of like, are your 20s the worst part of life? literally, like, I know this sounds like kind of depressing, but just go with me for a minute. Like, I hate how many times when you're in your early fucking 20s and even in your mid 20s towards your late 20s do people that are older come up to you being like, oh, soak it up, baby. These are the best years of your life. No, they're not. No, I they're not. I completely disagree because I'm now about to exit my 20s soon. And I'm realizing, no, they're not. I'm not going to say they're the worst years of your life because I don't even think we can equate a time period to that. I just want to say it's just not the truth. And I feel like there's an annoyingly such a pressure of being in your 20s and having the best time of your life. Like, when you think about your 20s, I think it could potentially or should potentially be the worst time of your life because it's like you have no stability. You just got out of potentially college if you went to college, and you have you don't know who your friends are, or you do know, but you don't live near them, or they are near you, but you're both changing because you're both going in different directions. And one person has a boyfriend or a girlfriend and one person doesn't. Like, everything is unstable. You're not financially stable. Like, the beginning of my 20s, like, I was basically fucking whoring myself out for a relationship because I was like, I can't afford to live in New York City, but he can. So I'm going to, like, I was making fucking bad decisions because I was desperate for, I didn't have money. I had a job I fucking hated. I had friends that I loved, or friends I couldn't trust, but like the friends that I loved were busy cultivating their own life. That, like, it just, it's fucking awful. And then, like, you're financially unstable, your job, even if you have a baller job, like, you're too young that, like, you don't even know how to advocate for yourself. So how the fuck would you even know if, like, you're at the right point in your life? Like, romantically, I feel like in your early 20s, it's like, how the fuck can you even have a good relationship when, like, no one fucking knows who they are when they're 20? I'm sorry. It is a fucking fact. You do not actually know who you are, or who you want to be when you're 20, because you've been in such a bubble, protected by whatever system you were in, whether it was college or high school or your parents were helping you out. Like, you haven't been an actual real adult where you're, like, self-sustaining a life. So you're, it's like, you have no fucking idea who you are independent. You've been propped up by all these different things. And so for an actual romantic relationship, it's like you're going towards something that feels more like a need rather than a want. Like, I need this person, or I need to fill this void. And it's like, what do you actually want? And we don't fucking know when we're in our 20s, because you're like, I have, like, should I quit my job? Should I move cross country? Should I live in a suburban area? Should I go to the city? Should I go to, like, what the fuck should I do? Who should I be? What should I wear? What should I look like? What? And on top of it, social media. It's like, oh, every fucking week, the trend is shifting. Oh my God, clean girl aesthetic, we're buying all this. Oh my God, mob wife aesthetic, you're buying this. It's like, you can't even be fucking unique in who you are, because we're also being over fucking pushed every fucking day. Who we should be, what should we wear, what should we should. And it's like, whoa. And in your 20s, I feel like, sure, there are outliers, but the majority of people in your 20s, including myself, it's like, you want to be a part of the fun, cool shit. So you are getting peer pressured, and you don't even know it sometimes. You're making decisions because you want to go with your friends. But as you get older, and I'm having this revelation now, it's like, I'm going to be 30 this summer. And I've never felt more, and I'm sure at 40, I'll say, oh my God, at 30, I thought I had it all figured out. But currently, I look back and I reflect on my 20s, and I want to be really clear, like, I had such incredible times. I really, really did. But at the same time, I look back and I struggled more than I thrived. And that's okay. I really think that's normal. But what I just wanted to come and say to you guys is, like, it's okay if you are fucking barely making it through your 20s, and you are fucking stressed, and you are fucking exhausted. And, like, I think it's really annoying how older people look at you like, don't take it for granted. Like, you should be having the best time of your life. And it's like, what? Like, is going out to clubs the best time of your life? Because let me tell you something. I look back, and of course, there are those outlier nights at a club where, like, you actually meet a guy you like, and it's like, oh my God, I'm going to remember this night for the rest of my life. Like, sparks and craziness and fun and holy fuck, and you're going home with your friends and you all had a baller night. But those are so fucking far and few between. Majority of times that I was in New York City and I was going out and I was going clubbing, what is it saying? It's like, I was just going out to feel something. Like, literally, I would go to clubs, and most of those nights would end in me getting home at 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 a.m. and I would make myself food, and I would sit at my counter by myself, and I felt so empty and lonely and lost and confused, and like, why don't I feel happier? And like, it was like the moment I shut my door and I was alone, all of that loneliness crept in. And so, I don't know, I don't want to be depressing, I just want to, like, validate you. Like, if you're fucking struggling, and I'm not even saying, like, your 30s shouldn't be, I just want you all to pause for a minute. If you've been feeling a little fucking shit lately. Like, I hate to say it because I feel like, what am I going to say this every fucking episode? But it's literally the truth. Like, if you are feeling like shit about your circumstances lately, turn off your fucking social media. Like, in the least preachy fucking way, like, every fucking time. I was thinking about this the other day. Back in, like, the ancient days, you know, I'm 90. We used to, like, I remember I used to watch YouTube and I had, like, four creators that I really, really liked and that made me really happy. And I would, after school, go on YouTube and I would watch those four creators, one of them being Jenna Marbles. And I felt so, like, I genuinely loved their content, and that's why I subscribed. Oh my God, why did I just say subscribe? I subscribed to their content. I would subscribe to their content. And now there's 19,000,000,000 people on the internet that, like, we're not curating our pages anymore like we used to because there's such an influx in the amount of people that we can consume. And so I would say, why are we every fucking time you open your phone, unless you follow four fucking people, and even still then, be weary. But, like, if you're on TikTok, maybe the first step is, like, go onto just, like, your following page. Like, don't go on the For You page. Just go on your following page and follow the people that you actually like that make you feel good about yourself, okay? And I hope I'm one of those people. Like, I hope I make you feel good and I hope I make you feel cozy. But if it's not, you know, guys, don't leave me. But you know what I mean? I just think it's like, and I've said this before, but sometimes it's like, this is larger than just a one-off conversation. It's like, maybe every fucking week I just need to remind us, because I'm also reminding myself, like, I open my fucking phone in the morning and I'll see something and I'll get anxious. Oh my God, I need to do more work. Or, oh my God, I need to post a video because I'm behind and, like, I need blah, 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 blah. Oh, I like that thing that she's wearing. Do I have to buy that? I'm like, stop buying shit. You don't have to buy every fucking thing that you see that someone's like, shh. Calm down. I need us all to turn off our fucking phones, or at least turn off our social media, because literally watching this shit is just making us feel like pieces of shit. And I'm telling you, I have been in front of people that take a fucking picture of caviar from a different fucking table and walk over to their table and they thank the people for letting them take a picture of their fucking caviar and they post it on their fucking Instagram story, and I watch the influencer post it and be like, oh my God, that person didn't even eat caviar tonight. It wasn't even at their table. They didn't even pay for it. They didn't even eat it because it wasn't theirs. Like, it is, you can't fucking trust half of the shit you see on social media. So when you're feeling like, oh, this person has a nicer place than me and a nicer this and then, like, maybe you don't even know, half of these people could have fake fucking boyfriends, daddy gang. Okay, so trust no one, don't trust these bitches, and just know that your 20s fucking suck. No, you guys, they fucking do. Like, they're the best and they are the fucking worst. And, like, I just want to stop glamorizing, like, you're 20. Let me go to your 20s. Like, I'm so fucking excited for my 30s. And people keep asking me, like, oh my God, are you so nervous about your 30s? Like, oh, like 30. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Like, why should I be nervous? And I'm like, oh, because I forgot everyone's a fucking asshole. And everyone's like, oh my God, when women turn 30, like, you're done. Like, oh, you haven't had kids yet? Like, you're done. Like, oh, you're 30. Like, you're so old and irrelevant. We don't do it to men. When a man turns 30, ooh, he's wiser, he's smarter, he's hotter, he's daddy. When a woman turns 30, people are like, oh God, she's fucking done. No, I'm fucking more daddy than ever. I feel better than ever. I'm fucking hotter than ever. I feel more myself. I feel like I know what makes me happy. And I'm so much better at discerning, like, things that I want to do and things that make me happy versus things that don't make me happy and that don't please me and that don't fulfill me. And, like, I'm so much more selfish with my fucking time and my energy and the way that I interact with people. Like, I feel like a better friend, a better daughter, a better partner. And I also feel like a better fucking boundary setter. Like, I just feel fucking better. So I'm telling you, it gets fucking better. And of course I have awful fucking days where I'm crying in the shower and I'm stressed as fuck and I'm like, oh my God, I like can't take this. But when I'm comparing it to my 20s, girl. Oh, I wish I could give Alex eating ramen noodles, crying in her apartment a hug and be like, babe, stop feeling like you have to go out every night. Stop going to the club to feel something. Like, journal, watch movies, like, read, go to the park, like, do shit. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that helped. What else did I write down this week that I was up to? Oh, yeah, this is a life update for me that, like, I don't even know if I want to share because it's just, like, really fucking depressing. So, if you know me, I eat, like, fucking shit, and I'm very aware that the internet has a lot of opinions on that. Like, I always get like, oh, like, you eat like such fucking shit or whatever. Like, people just have opinions on everything. And that's fine because I talk for a living. So you should have an opinion and you should think, oh my God, you're such a fucking idiot, or you eat like a piece of shit or whatever. Like, oh, you're so healthy. Your goals, Alex. Like, you know, opinions. I think I have a problem because I have like stomach problems recently, and what I think I've seen on TikTok though, like, only hot girls have stomach problems. Oh my God. Hot and stomach problems. Woo. That's me. I have not been thriving lately in my stomach department. And I went to a doctor and he had the audacity to look in my eyes and tell me, Alex, maybe you have a gluten allergy. That doesn't work for me. That isn't like, I called Matt after and he started laughing, which I thought was like divorce material. I'm like, okay, you fucking piece of shit. Why are you laughing in my face? And he's like, can you imagine you with a gluten allergy? Yeah, no, I can't. I like, I'm not, I actually want to be really serious right now. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And so I'm having to do a week of not eating gluten, and I don't even know, like, I grew up in a household of pasta and mashed potatoes and carbs. Like, my family loves carbs. Like, not like rice, like pasta and potatoes. Like, chicken parmesan and spaghetti and burgers and steak and whipped potatoes and cheesesteak. Like, I don't have a good diet, and I fucking know that. And Mom, I love you. Thank you for good genetics. But, like, holy fuck, I have a bad diet. And I fucking love food. I love it. I'm my father's daughter. Like, my dad is a chef, and he loves, well, my dad's not like a chef, like, he, but, you know, he's a chef at home. You know, my mom was never the one cooking. My dad cooks up bomb ass meals, and he loves food, and he loves, and I love it too. And I, Matt always laughs. Like, Matt's like, I just like eat to like fuel myself. You like eat because you love to eat. I love taste. I love seasoning. I love eating food in a way that's like, I need a bunch of different flavors, right? Like, I need to be able to, like, in the middle of dinner, I'll want to open the fridge and like eat a piece of chocolate. Like, I need to taste everything, eat everything. But I'm such a fucking gluten bitch. Like, I don't even, like, I wish someone told me, like, I was allergic to fish. I'd be like, oh, that makes it easy. Nothing changes in my life. Like, I'm not well suited for the gluten-free life. And I know this sounds dumb, but like, I'm pretending that I'm like joking about this. Like, I'm actually having a mental breakdown. Like, I think I would rather have a dairy allergy than a gluten allergy. Like, I'm not cut out for this. Like, I don't know. Like, I think I would just rather shit my fucking pants and eat gluten than not eat gluten. Like, I really, oh my God. And I don't know. I'm convincing myself that I don't have a gluten allergy. Like, maybe I just have fucking IBS, you know? And like, I don't know. I just, this is TMI, but like, I just am having a little bit of a mental breakdown. Any of my gluten-free girls, like, reach out, but or maybe I just have stomach problems, you know? Like, and maybe I just, like, I'm always feeling like I need to, like, vom or, like, shit. And it's just, like, that is what it is. And, like, that's just, like, the life of a hot girl. Like, constantly just shitting your pants. I'm fucking miserable.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Good things come to those who wait. We've all heard that saying somewhere, okay? But sometimes I'm here to say, you got to just go after what you want instead of waiting around for it to happen, because most of the time, I'm not going to lie, then you miss out, okay? Personally, I have had moments where I'm hustling to get something done at work, and I know I'm going to feel so much better than waiting around and waiting to see if someone's going to ask me to do it. I'm just going to do it myself. And that is why, Daddy Gang, if you want the best people for your company, the same applies. You have to go after it. You have to go after what you want. And thankfully, ZipRecruiter can help put the hustle in your hiring. And even better, you can try it free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter can find top talent for your role very fast. As soon as you post a job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology will go to work and you are going to find a qualified candidate immediately. So let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/daddy to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Something that really grinds my gears is I somehow will find myself just subscribing to things, right? And then all of a sudden, I see I have been paying this subscription service and I don't even use it because I just forgot to cancel it. Rocket Money can help you cancel a subscription that would otherwise be more time consuming and also you probably forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see anything I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddy. That's rocketmoney.com/daddy. rocketmoney.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Do you ever find yourself looking at your full wardrobe, but still feeling like you got nothing to wear? Well, gather around, Daddy Gang. Saks.com. You're going to find instant inspiration for that date night, for that impromptu vacation, okay? Maybe you need a new dress because one of your friends is getting married soon, okay? So if you're looking for a new style or want to build a better relationship with your closet, then head to Saks.com to shop for everything on your agenda. This episode is brought to you by Prime Video. I am a certified rom-com addict. I love watching movies and shows that are funny and cute and romantic and make me want to cuddle up to Matt, okay? And Prime Video feeds that addiction. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Donald Glover, and Maya Erskine kind of love each other, kind of hate each other, and really love to rip each other's clothes off. Dare I say, better than the original. My Lady Jane, a hilarious, heartwarming, and sometimes steamy historical reimagining of the story of Lady Jane Grey. You can watch both of these and a whole lot more on Prime Video. You can also indulge in even more rom-com classics by adding channels like Max, Stars, and Paramount Plus. Prime Video, find your favorite flirty rom-coms all in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. So some things that I have coming up that I'm very excited about are, I decided last minute that I'm going to go to London to visit Matt because we've now been apart for, I think it's been going on four weeks. Matt has really, really, really wanted me to come to London. And I was like, Matt, I love you so much, but like, I cannot come to London unless I get a guest in London. Like, I have to make it make sense business-wise. Like, or I need, because like, I need to do this fucking show. And like, I can't just come to London and like, I have my employees here and like, I can't do that. And he was like, okay, like, I get it, like, try to get a guest. And then I was sitting here and I was like, okay, why don't I just fucking bust my ass for the next week and get myself in a good position and just go to fucking London, even if I don't have a guest. And so I called him today and I was like, I have some news for you. And so I call him and he's exhausted and he's just like, ugh, like, he's just been like, I'm exhausted, it's 3 a.m., like, I miss you. And I was like, okay, well, I have good news. I booked a flight to London and he, oh my God, it made me so happy. He like, he was so excited. He's like, what? Like,
oh my God, like I'd wrap my head around the fact that like you weren't going to come. And like, I understood, but like, oh my God, like shut up, like you're coming. And he was so excited. And I was like, yeah, like we need to spend time together. And like, I don't want to go to our fucking wedding and be like, oh, we've been so fucking busy. And then like our wedding happens. Like, I want to be intentional. Let's spend time together. And so I'm getting on a flight this week and I'm going to go to London. And again, and then I'm going to do an episode from London because I feel like I'm a whole different bitch in London. But like, London truly is just so special to Matt and I. And I feel so, I don't know, I feel like it will be fun for us, right, like coming up to our wedding to like have time in London together, because it truly is really, really where we fell in love. And like, I'm really just excited to go spend time with him. I'm also excited to like go and be on the movie set, and like the movies that he's shooting are so fucking exciting, and I'm excited to like go and be a part of that. And yeah, so by the time that next week or this upcoming week, I will be on a flight to go to London, and I'm excited, and I have a couple other things coming up that I'm excited that I'm going to podcast about. But it is so fucking hot in this room, and I think Henry and Bruce are melting like me. So, Daddy Gang, I hope you guys enjoyed this Sunday session. I have so, oh my God, I love how I just like went through this whole thing. I was like, just like word vomiting. I have so many wedding updates for you guys that I need to do a whole wedding episode, because let me just say this and then I will leave you. I feel like when I did my first wedding episode, I was kind of like, like a full fucking disaster. Like I was kind of like Debbie Downer. Like, oh my God, like I don't want to do this and I don't want to do this. And like something came over me, and I will talk to you guys about the shift that I had. But I am so fucking excited for my wedding, and I'm in a complete different headspace than I was when I first recorded that episode. And I feel I have so many different opinions and takes on things, and I'm doing different things that I said, some things I said that I wouldn't do, I'm going to do. And like, I just have all these different thoughts now. And I think that's just life, and getting to change your mind is a beautiful thing. And I don't know, I'm just excited because I have a lot of updates and a lot of dress updates and just a lot of fucking updates. So I'm going to find time to do a full wedding episode. I already posted on my Instagram, but I'll do just saying it here. DM me any wedding questions for any of my brides, my 2024, 2025 brides. DM me any questions that you have. And obviously I'm just coming from a place of like my opinion. You don't have to agree with me. You can have a complete different opinion, and that's okay. I want to remind everyone on the internet, like it's okay to have a different opinion from someone, but I can do an episode and try to answer as many questions. But yeah, have a lovely Sunday, Daddy Gang. There's no reason to have Sunday scaries, okay? This week will go by like a breeze, and if it doesn't, it's all right. Then eventually it'll be the weekend and you'll be fine. So I love you guys. Maybe go take an everything shower like they say on TikTok. And by that, I mean shave your legs, shave the puss, shave the armpits, and shave the stash. And what else can you shave? Shave your belly button and shave your tits and lotion up and oil up and 15-step skin care routine and go to bed and take a fucking edible and cruise into the freeway and the highway in the distance. I love you. Farewell. La vita sento goodbye. Oh my God, I should go watch The Sound of Music. I love that movie. Okay, I love you guys. I will see you fuckers on Wednesday. I'm very, very excited for you guys to see who this guest is. Holy fucking shit. Talk about drama. Let's go. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.
Okay, real talk for a second, Daddy Gang. Sex is great. We know that, okay? But sex isn't always perfect. And if you have unprotected sex, you have the power to choose what's right for you in that moment.
If not getting pregnant is the goal, Plan B emergency contraception is a great backup plan because, listen, getting wild in the bedroom can be fun, but feeling out of control afterwards, not so fun. With Plan B, you can take control of your body and your future whenever you need a backup plan. It's important to remember to take Plan B as directed within 72 hours after unprotected sex, and keep in mind that the sooner you take it, the better it works. With Plan B, you've got this, and I've got you, Daddy Gang. With a special $10 coupon for your next Plan B, visit planbcoupon.com/daddy to get $10 off your next purchase. That's planbcoupon.com/daddy to get $10 off your next purchase.